Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th anniversary edition. Today is day 48 of the year, Tuesday, February 17th, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading down to the Lone Star State today, Texas, the biggest red state in the country. And the timing of this profile is absolutely perfect, because early voting for the Texas primaries officially began this morning. We are profiling the senior senator from Texas, a man who is currently locked in the absolute political fight of his life, Republican John Cornyn.
Stephen, this Senate race is the most fascinating primary in the entire country right now. But before we get to the fireworks of 2026, we really need to understand who John Cornyn is, because he is the definition of a political institutionalist. He didn't come to Washington as a bomb thrower. He came as a judge. He has a law degree from St. Mary's in San Antonio, and a Master of Laws from the University of Virginia. He was a district judge, then he served on the Texas Supreme Court, and then he was the Attorney General of Texas. He spent his entire early career dealing with the strict, orderly rules of the judicial system.
And he brought that exact same orderly mindset to the United States Senate when he was elected in 2002. He is a master of the legislative process. From 2013 to 2019, his Republican colleagues elected him to be the Senate whip. That is the second most powerful position in the party. His job was to count the votes, twist the arms, and get massive pieces of legislation across the finish line. He is the guy who does the unglamorous, behind-the-scenes work. Think about the contrast with his junior colleague, Ted Cruz. Cruz is known for giving fiery speeches, shutting down the government, and generating viral media moments. Cornyn is the guy sitting in a committee room at 2 a.m., making sure funding for Texas military bases is secured in the budget.
And his power in those committee rooms is basically unmatched right now. Let's look at the 119th Congress. He was already sitting on the Judiciary Committee, the Finance Committee, and the Select Committee on Intelligence. Any one of those is a career-making assignment. But in January 2025, he announced he was also joining the Foreign Relations Committee and the Budget Committee. And he was named Chair of the Senate Caucus on International Narcotics Control. Stephen, there is practically no major policy, taxes, judges, spies, treaties, or the border that can pass the Senate without going through John Cornyn.
Exactly. And he uses that leverage effectively. Look at what he accomplished in the fiscal year 2026 National Defense Authorization Act just a few months ago. He got the Fight China Act included. That is a huge piece of legislation that strictly limits and requires notifications for any American investments going into sensitive Chinese technology sectors. He also got the GUARD Act passed, which creates a new National Security and Defense Artificial Intelligence Institute. He is very focused on making sure the U.S. doesn't lose the AI arms race to Beijing.
He is also deeply focused on the cartels. As the chair of that Narcotics Control Caucus, he has been aggressive. He introduced the Partners Act, which is a really interesting approach. It actually requires the Department of Defense to train Mexican military forces inside the United States so they are better equipped to go back and fight the cartels in Mexico. And just last month, in January 2026, he introduced the Stop Illegal Aliens Drunk Driving Act, which upgrades DUI offenses by illegal immigrants to aggravated felonies. He is maintaining a very strict, law and order conservative record.
And he has to maintain that record, because as we mentioned, today is the start of early voting for the March 3rd primary, and John Cornyn is facing a massive rebellion from the right wing of his own party. He is running for a fifth term, but he is being challenged by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and U.S. Representative Wesley Hunt. Leah, this is the ultimate battle between the old guard conservative establishment and the MAGA populist wing.
It really is. Ken Paxton is campaigning entirely as a Trump-aligned culture warrior. Paxton argues that Cornyn is a rhino, a Republican in name only, because Cornyn has occasionally voted for bipartisan compromises, like the gun safety bill a few years ago. Paxton is telling voters that Cornyn represents a broken Washington status quo.
But Cornyn is not rolling over. He has built a massive financial war chest. As of the latest FEC filings in 2026, Cornyn had raised over $10 million and had nearly $6 million in cash on hand. Paxton had raised about half of that. and Cornyn and his allied super PACs are dropping millions of dollars on television ads across Texas, and they are going scorched earth on Ken Paxton's legal troubles.
The ads are brutal. They are reminding Republican voters that Ken Paxton was impeached by the Republican-led Texas House in 2023 for bribery and abuse of office. Even though he was acquitted by the state Senate, Cornyn is using those scandals, along with allegations of extramarital affairs, to paint Paxton as hopelessly corrupt and a massive liability for the general election. Cornyn's argument to the base is basically, "You might not agree with me on every single compromise I make, but I am an effective, ethical conservative who actually passes laws, and I will not embarrass the state of Texas."
And this is why the down-ballot effect is so important. Texas Republicans are worried about the November general election. If Ken Paxton is the nominee, there is a fear that moderate, suburban Republicans in places like Dallas and Houston might stay home, which could jeopardize Republican seats in the U.S. House and the state legislature. Cornyn argues that he is the safest bet to keep the entire Texas GOP ticket strong.
It is a fascinating dynamic. You have Wesley Hunt in the race as well, which scrambles the math. If nobody gets 50% of the vote on March 3rd, it goes to a runoff in May. So right now, John Cornyn is crisscrossing the state, leaning on his decades of institutional relationships. He points to the hundreds of millions of dollars he just secured for Joint Base San Antonio and Dyess Air Force Base as proof that his seniority matters.
He is the ultimate test case for the survival of the Senate establishment.
The former judge fighting for his political life against the populist wave.
That is Senator John Cornyn of Texas. That is our profile for the Lone Star State. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.